Hey everybody, it's Repco Supercars Weekly. Aaron Noonan with you as we take a look forward to this weekend's Beau Repairs Tasmania Super Sprint, the Repco Supercars Championship back in action a week later than originally planned. But it's great to have Supercars back racing this weekend down in the Apple Isle for the first time since 2019. Of course, COVID meant no Tasmanian round in 2020. Looking forward to it. Three sprint races coming up, one on Saturday, two on Sunday, and it's a track that where in the past, if you've been in a 888 car, you've generally gone really well. So well, they've won 11 of the last 14 races down in Tasmania. There's a few other drivers and teams who are hoping to change that statistic this weekend. Five races in, two rounds down of 2021. This is the third round and races 6, 7, and 8 this weekend. And a quick recap for you. If you've been living under a rock, Shane Van Gisbergen is leading the championship. He's won all five races so far this year. He had fastest lap in one of the sprint races at Sandown, got the bonus point, so therefore he leads the way. 6.05 back to his Red Bull Ampol teammate Jamie Winkup, who's on 150. Chas Most at third, another 13 points behind Jamie Winkup. Waters, Cam Waters, 7 points back in the Monster Energy Mustang. Mark Winterbottom sits P5 for Team 18 in the Irwin Commodore. The rest of the 10 is Will Davison, Andre Heimgartner, Nick Perkat, Dave Reynolds, and Brody Kostecki. Bit of news with Andre Heimgartner, too, in the week, guys. Earl Bamber, the Kiwi Porsche International, has been signed up to drive with Kelly Grove Racing. He'll drive with Andre for the Repco Bathurst 1000 a bit later on in the year in October. Now, there's plenty of numbers that matter for this weekend's round at Simmons Plains, and it's a track that has been on the calendar for the championship since 1969. In fact, Sandown, the last venue that we went to, is the only circuit with more rounds hosted in championship history than Simmons Plains. So it's a place that has been a really pivotal part of ATCC and what is now the Repco Supercars Championship for plenty of years. And a lot of you will maybe not remember, but Simmons Plains has hosted the final round of the championship way back, 1969, which was the first time the championship was there, and in 1970 as well. It was in March for many, many years, from 71 through to 1996. I think it was very late in Feb in 1995, but otherwise, it's had a few different spots on the calendar. It's settled into an April date in more recent times. Now, I talked about Van Gisbergen leading the way, and there's all sorts of numbers you're going to hear about this weekend. So I thought I'd run through with you what he stands to gain this weekend, because he's got some places in the record book that he could really, well, he could really rub some people out of the record books or move them down the list. So he's won the first five races of the season, which is not a record, but if you add the sixth in a row that he's won because of Bathurst last October, he's won the last six in a row. The best career streak in championship history is Craig Lowndes, who won eight in a row in 1996. That was back in the era with 20-minute sprint races. So Van Gisbergen's had to race longer races with more competitive fields to be able to get to this point. The best streaks, apart from that, Jamie Winkup had seven in a row in 2008, and the others to get six were Scott McLaughlin, Mark Scaife, Jim Richards, Dick Johnson, and Alan Moffat as well. They all got to that mark. So let's see if Van Gisbergen can keep that one rolling and keep the history books whirring, because he's been doing an amazing job so far over the course of this year. The last four Repco Supercars Championship races at Simmons Plains have not featured the safety car, would you believe? And that's the longest streak at the venue since the safety car was first used there in 1997. There's five drivers in the field this weekend who have won at Simmons Plains before: Jamie Winkup, Will Davison, Mark Winterbottom, Fabian Coulthard, and Shane Van Gisbergen, who is trying to win there again. Five drivers making their first Repco Supercars Championship start at Simmons Plains: Bryce Fullwood, Will Brown, Jake Kostecki, Zane Goddard, and Brody Kostecki, who, of course, had that podium in the last round at Sandown a few weeks back. James Courtney, speaking of podiums, he's had six in Tassie, but has never had a win. 1 second and five third-place finishes. No other driver has more than three podium results without winning a race at Simmons Plains in the championship. Now, uniquely, the last nine races at Simmons Plains, of course, not counting 2020 because we did didn't race there, have been won by a car that didn't set the fastest lap of that particular race. So the last driver to win and have the fastest lap of the race at Simmons Plains was Craig Lowndes in the second race back in 2015. That's something really unique and doesn't happen very often. Mark Winterbottom, I talked about him before. He is the race lap record holder at Simmons Plains. 51.2276 is the lap time, if you're wondering. He's also got a 100% finishing record in Tasmania. He started 40 races and he's finished all 40. So let's see if he can make that 43 this weekend with the three races in play. He holds the record for the closest pole winning margin at Simmons Plains in championship history, 0.004 of a second over Scott McLaughlin on Saturday back in 2019. It's an amazing statistic. 41 of the 84 championship races at Simmons have been won by the car that starts on pole position. So starting at the front is always a good thing. Congratulations too this weekend to Todd Hazelwood from Brad Jones Racing. He will start his 100th Repco Supercars Championship race in the first race on Saturday. And Jamie Winkup starts his 243rd Repco Supercars Championship round. That equals him with Todd Kelly for sixth place on the all-time round starts list in championship record books, which is an amazing performance. Don't forget, too, the garage with Repco. Head to the website, repco.com.au or repco.co.nz if you're in New Zealand. It's your online digital destination for all things automotive and motorsport with unique content, competitions. It's the must place go in terms of motorsport and motoring. The garage online with Repco. Make sure that you head there today. Now, speaking of today, on this day, April the 13th, winding back, a little segment we like to do on Repco Supercars Weekly, 2013, on this day, very important day for a young Scott McLaughlin, was on this day, 8 years ago, that he won his first championship race at Pukekohe, driving the Fujitsu Commodore for Gary Rogers Motorsport. Remember that he led 24 of the 35 laps and came on home with that amazing home crowd cheering him to the line. He had won a race at Albert Park prior to that, but it wasn't, of course, a round of the championship back in those days. So a real breakthrough, special moment, and Scott became the youngest driver in championship history to win a race. So on this day in 2013, April the 13th, a very amazing piece of supercars history. And of course, Scotty since then has gone on to win many, many, many more races. He's off in IndyCars this year in the United States. Can't wait to see how that all goes for him. Can't wait to see how it all unfolds at Simmons Plains this weekend. Three races in play, sprint race format, split qualifying, which I'm not even going to try to explain it for you. You can get all that action and all the information, I should say, through the telecast over the course of the weekend. Of course, it's on Fox Sports KO and highlights on Channel 7 late night to grab those who can only watch on free-to-air as well. Anyway, we're looking forward to this weekend. Tomorrow on the V8 Sleuth podcast, powered by Repco, the first part of a two-parter, a special chat with Leanne Tand, a former runner-up in the Gold Star, long-time competitor in Australian motorsport with some great stories. I don't think she's really told her career story before, and this was a great chance that we got to sit down recently and have a chat through her time in V8 Supercars with Gary Rogers' team, how she met her husband Garth, and so many of the different cars that she's driven over the journey. It was a really great chat. That first part will drop tomorrow on the V8 Sleuth podcast. Part two will be next week. So in the meantime, have a listen to that tomorrow. Enjoy the supercars this weekend with the Repco Supercars Championship. We'll have another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly to wrap it all up from Tasmania next Tuesday. Make sure you like and subscribe to the pod. Tell all your mates, and we'll chat to you soon.